4C. Exercise 3. Page 34. Speaker 1.
In the morning, we were woken up by the noise of the van outside. Luckily, all the boxes had been packed the night before. The men were really good and everything was loaded up in about 2 hours. They set off and we followed in our car. They unloaded and left us with boxes all over the place. It'll take us a few weeks to settle in, but we've finally got a place of our own. I'd expected it to be a lot worse, to be honest.
Speaker 2.
I honestly didn't think I was going to do it. I mean, I was shaking like a leaf, and the traffic was terrible that day. Anyway, I did everything I had been told to do by my instructor, and I didn't make any mistakes. When we got back, he just said, "Congratulations, Mr. Hill." I was over the moon, and I immediately phoned everyone to tell them the good news.
Speaker 3.
The bride was driven to the ceremony in a Rolls-Royce. She looked amazing when she got out. It was all very moving. I had a tear in my eye as they were exchanging their vows, and at the reception I broke down in tears as I was congratulating the bride's father. Afterwards we had a wonderful meal at a hotel, and I took some lovely photographs of the bride and groom cutting the cake. Someone told me that they had everything made by a famous chef, and I have to admit that it was all out of this world.
Speaker 4.
I wasn't really expecting anything special. I may have been working there for 20 years, but I didn't think I was that important to the company. Anyway, the boss gave a little speech, and I was given a gold watch. It did feel a bit strange leaving the office for the last time, knowing that I wouldn't ever go back to work. I was even a bit depressed for a little while, but I've got used to all the free time now. I've joined a couple of clubs, including a birdwatching club I was a member of 20 years ago.